And I'll be talking a lot more about this, but for now, I'll just say, as you get yourself into a comfortable position, I want you to invoke inside what we call the inner friend. And what I mean by that is find that part of yourself that is often available to your friends and your animals and to your plants and to your family, the one who cares, who loves, who gives the benefit of the doubt, who respects you. Just turn that friendship or that warmth toward your own self, toward your body, toward your mind, toward your worries and problems, toward the areas where you feel hurt or unhappy. Let the mind have that attitude towards you, that beautiful attitude that you are so capable of giving to others. Often we don't give that attitude to ourselves. By self here, I mean your body, your mind, your sense organs. Just being able to do that allows the mind to, the body to relax much more deeply than if you're just trying to relax the body with a critical mind. It's very difficult. The body naturally relaxes when it feels cared for, respected, or loved. And your mind does too. If there's a friend inside, that friendship, that love creates a happy inner home. So just evoke that part of yourself and let the body relax. And let your mind wander and just be the mind. Whatever it needs to do. Give it kind of a time out. And just feel the body and mind relaxing with that inner friend as the witness. Where it gets to be totally free from any type of criticism or rejection or harshness. It's a mind that feels happy with me, that I'm doing my best, and whatever faults are there, I'm working on those, I'm doing my best. And so that inner friend respects that. It is encouraging. Just feel your body and mind relax in that atmosphere. And with that attitude, you can welcome all of your experiences. Whatever's happening in your body, the external perceptions, the thoughts, feelings going on in your mind. As that inner friend, you just welcome them. It's kind of an attitude. Sometimes I think of it like an attitude of it's okay, you can be with me. I love you, you can be with me. Come and be with me. There's no rejection. Just welcoming the experiences. If there's a problem, it's more of a be with you can be with me, let me help, how can I help? Rather than pushing away or criticizing the problem, it's helping. Let your body and mind relax in that attitude. As the body and mind continue to relax, just notice your own presence, you, the one who has this body and mind. Just you now become more, you as you are, become more dominant in terms of your experience, because the concerns of the body or any discomfort in the body as you relax, it kind of goes away. It's taken care of. The body does not call so much attention to itself. So that inner friend, the body relaxing, becomes comfortable, kind of blends in with the space. You even can become so relaxed that the outlines of the body are not so clear because of relaxation. So the body is not calling much attention to you, much attention to itself. And the mind also, as you accept the mind, whatever thoughts are there, emotions or worries, if you're not pushing it away or resisting but welcoming it, the mind also starts to relax, and whatever thoughts or emotions are passing through don't really call much attention to themselves, because they're simply allowed to be. There's no tension, they're allowed to be as they are. They're welcomed. The mind and body continuing to relax, to feel welcomed. Their experiences are not really competing much with just your own simple presence. They're quietened down. And you're just sitting here contemplating your own being, the self that you are, the one that is you, that you recognize to be you, with this body and mind, your own simple presence is more apparent. More dominant, because the other experiences have quietened down. But it's nothing new. You're nothing new. It's who you are. Certainly not a new experience. It's just simply me. Gently shift your focus back and forth. So first of all, just a gentle focus on your own body. You can feel the contours of the body, the process of the body continuing to relax. So just allow yourself to be aware of that, of the body. Now just gently shift your focus to me, the one who has this body. So back and forth to my own presence. Nothing new, just the me that is this body, the me that has the body. And be aware of the body. And then just me. Notice what you are like. There's two different experiences here. There's one of the relaxing body with the contours of the body. And then focus gently just on my own presence. Then of the body. Presence. Let your eyelids rest very, very gently. The upper lid resting very gently on the lower lid so that the lid eyelids have no creases. So very gently relaxing. And even gently open them and close them so that they are relaxing. So gently. On the lower lids, no wrinkles in the eyelids at all. And let your face, your mouth, take on a most gentle smile. Just a very half smile, very gentle smile. Body comfortably relaxed. Face very soft with a gentle smile. Gently focusing just on your own presence, the one who is sitting in this meditative posture. This is the posture of all of them, so many murtis in the temples, Dakshinamurti, sitting in this meditative posture, with a gentle smile. Just being with himself. The gentle smile is the murti, is the form that the body is a natural expression of your own being, of the self, that gentle smile with the eyelids gently closed. Just sitting with yourself, the one who has this body, with the mind gently focused on yourself, the one who's indwelling the body, me. The me that you know yourself to be, not another me, the me that is you. But now the mind is just simply more focused on you instead of on the experience of the body. I'm just giving some attention to myself rather than to other experiences. I'm not trying to not have other experiences. It's just I'm noticing my own presence. What I'm like. The one who indwells this body, this me, the one who has a body. Letting the mind relax, not trying to push away any thoughts that might be floating through, any feelings that might be coming up. Just relaxing the mind, allowing whatever images or impressions, allowing them to be. The one who indwells the mind is me. Just gently, the mind gently turns its focus, pays a little bit more attention to me rather than to the thoughts and experiences that are passing through. Just giving myself a little bit more attention. The me that is you, that you've always recognized as you, not anything foreign. Body and the mind continue to relax and to expand, tension-free, stress-free, allowed to be. Gently focusing on your own presence. Notice that you can be aware of your body and mind, whatever experiences that they are giving you, and aware of yourself. Your own being is really self-evident. It is not covered. You are not covered or in competition with the experiences of the body or the mind, thoughts in the mind. You are here. Those experiences are here. See if you can just relax and recognize. It's almost like two different orders of reality. I am constantly here. There's a constant, my own presence, and there are experiences coming and going of the mind and body perceptions, external perceptions. I'm not coming and going. All objectified experiences like thoughts and moods in the mind, perceptions of the body, sensory perceptions are all coming and going. But I am not coming and going. I simply am. Just relax and see if you can notice the difference. I simply am. Eyes gently close, gentle smile in my mouth. Notice my own being. I simply am. Not doing anything, just being. Just being. Untouched by the experiences that are coming and going.